seems like the mind and body are unreliable, not good refuges. Yet everything about the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha relies on the mind training, refining, watching, letting go. It sounds like it still relies on the mind. What am I missing? Well, I think the thing is what, you know, not missing anything really. Both of those are true statements in the sense that, yeah, the mind and body are unreliable, not good refuges. And then everything relies on the training, refining, watching, letting go, relies on our own discernment and wisdom and clarity that we have to develop. Problem is we tend to, there's a stock phrase from the suttas which kind of describes the predicament of the human condition, of the human mind, bound by ignorance and obstructed by craving. And as long as that is the kind of the watchword, then yeah, it's not at all reliable. And to be able to untangle that knot of being bound by ignorance and obstructed by craving, that's what the whole practice is for. Once we can do that, then of course that's a true refuge.